today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. You are listening to IRIB English Radio and this program, today's special. I invite you to be with us. Our topic for today is the concept of divorce in Islam. Today, Friday, is the 18th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the first of the month of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 21st of January, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by recitation of chapter Baqarah, verse 231.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wa idha talaqtumun nisaa'a fabalaghna ajalahunna faamsikuhunna bima'rufin aw sarrihuhunna bima'ruf. ولا تمسكوهن ضرارا لتعتدوا ومن يفعل ذلك فقد ظلم نفسه ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم.
And when you divorce women and they have nearly fulfilled their term, either retain them according to reasonable terms or release them according to reasonable terms, and do not keep them intending harm to transgress against them, and whoever does that has certainly wronged himself. And do not take the verses of Allah in jest, and remember the favor of Allah upon you and what has been revealed to you of the book and wisdom by which He instructs you. And fear Allah and know that Allah is knowing of all things.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Some people usually commit thousands of offenses, but to fly from the pressure of their innocence, or as they imagine to fly from the chastisement of Allah, they seek protection of some legal devices and cling to the apparent meaning of verses or ordinances. The Quran considers this style a kind of mockery to the revealed verses and the divine laws. This verb, unfortunately, is seen applied upon many of the ordinances, one of which is this very one of divorce. We look at divorce from the viewpoint of Islam. An agent for divorce is indifference of spouses towards one another and apathy and lack of passion in fulfillment of the needs of one another. Many divorces and deviations occur when a husband or wife is not sufficiently gratified. To prevent this, Islam instructs women to wear their best clothes when at home, make themselves up according to their husband's wishes, and display themselves with ardent favor. Moreover, Islam charges men to observe cleanliness and personal hygiene, style themselves, and show a handsome and warm demeanor for their wives. Another catalyst for divorce is misconduct, picking quarrels, and stubbornness in a husband, wife, or both. Statistics show that the prime reason for most divorces is behavior incompatibility of spouses. Islam strives to preempt these factors and strengthen the cornerstones of the holy institution of family by prescribing various rights and responsibilities for men and women. In addition, it advises against selfishness, autocracy, and advocates tolerance, forgiveness, and resolving differences with reason, fairness, and affection. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, our topic is going to be concerned with divorce in Islam. At the same time, we find that, I mean, those people in whose lives divorce is very frequent, they are psychologically and from the point of education, they are very unstable. Look at the lives of successful people. Okay, in the lives of successful people here and there in the world, I mean, provisionally, let's imagine that we don't believe in any religion. We are, in a religion-free way. Those successful people, men and women, when we talk about them, when we study their lives and biographies, we find that, they were not single people. They were not divorced, rather they had their stable families. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Today, we'll look at a step to an Islamic divorce, and that step is divorce finalized. After the waiting period is over, the divorce is finalized. It is best for the couple to formalize the divorce in the presence of the two witnesses, verifying that the parties have fulfilled all of their obligations. At this time, the wife is free to remarry if she wishes. Islam discourages Muslims from going back and forth about their decisions, engaging in emotional blackmail, or leaving the other spouse in limbo. Thus, the Quran encourages a divorced couple to treat each other amicably and to sever ties neatly and firmly. If a couple decides to reconcile after the divorce is finalized, they must start over with a new contract. To prevent damaging yo-yo relationship, there is a limit on how many times the same couple may marry and divorce.
Allahu, 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 Allah, Allahu, 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 Allah. As I look to nature's beauty, dazzled am I.
knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
Allah الذي يهدينا جميعا, Allah الذي نعتز به جميعا.
This is the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Make time for self-care is one of the important tips to cope and move forward in the discussion of divorce. Self-care is always important, but when you're going through a divorce, it's even more necessary. Taking time to do things you love, yes, even if that means doing nothing, can make a world of difference. One of the great things about self-care is it can be anything you need it to be, from treating yourself to a massage or a little pampering, to going for a walk, to meeting a friend for coffee, to getting out for an afternoon drive, to making time for exercise. Doing something for yourself is especially important when you're trying to figure out how to deal with divorce.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah.
As discrimination against the divorcees, there is much discrimination against them. In a sense that, why were they divorced? How come they were divorced? I'm not saying it's not right for people to ask such questions and to investigate, but sometimes they genuinely were unlucky. Sometimes they were genuinely incompatible. Not every divorced person needs to suffer for the rest of their lives by not getting into another marriage. Let us give them a chance. Let us give them the common courtesy. Let us learn from the Ahlul Bayt, two of the most important women in the history of Islam were divorced, were widows. One was the wife of Rasulullah, Ummul Mu'mineen, Salama. Salama, many of the wives, most of the wives of Rasulullah had previously either been married, were divorced, or they were widows. But one of the greatest of them, after Khadija, the greatest wife of Rasulullah was Salama. And her husband, Abu Salama, died in Uhud, in the year 3rd after the Hijrah, and Rasulullah married her in the 4th after the Hijrah. And many of the hadiths, including the hadith of Ashura, including the secret about the murder of Imam al-Hussein and the details of Imam al-Hussein and the soil from Karbala, was given to whom? Salama.
Dear friend, inshallah, we learn more about divorce, especially in the view of Islam, in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
I know that I'm not alone. What I've seen has been seen before, but it hurts just like a thorn, a pain I never felt before. My heart said, just speak the truth. My mind said, don't be a fool. Need to get something off my mind. Don't let this silence be misunderstood. I don't know where my heart will take me. this fragile world.